去嘿。嘿，文清嘿。
Y'all doing all right tonight? All right, man, we are very fortunate in Nashville, North Carolina to have one of the greatest things happen every single year. It's known as the Christmas Jam, and this is the WNCW Warren Haynes pre-Christmas Jam. We appreciate y'all being here tonight. Would you please give it up for the best damn band on the planet, Government Mule!
Thank you, how you doing?
Oh, dear, my friend, oh,
Falls in the ocean, she'll make the sound.
saxophone and Brad Whitford on the guitar.
feel like breaking up with somebody.
Thank you.
Clifford on the guitar. They're both coming back tomorrow night, so make them feel good. How y'all feeling? You hanging in there okay? We're gonna play another new song for you. Oh, woman, the tail and a man's a dog. Thank you very much. Jackie Green is going to join us here. Thanks for staying with us so late, and I'd like to say thank you to WNCW for letting us play so late. We got time for one more show. Thank you. Thank you so much. We had a beautiful time. Thank you.
Want to say hello to everybody out there listening on the radio at WNCW Spindale. Let's not forget WNCW.org and all the people all the way around the world who tuned in tonight. And you know what? If you make a little bit of noise, chances are we can get Warren and his friends back out here. What do you say? Would you please welcome back Government Mew.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Orange Peel and the 11th annual Warren Haynes Christmas Pre-Jam. Scheduled to perform this evening, Cornmeal, the Christmas Jam Band, Fresno Porter and Friends, Counting Crows, Moe, Government Mule, and of course, our most gracious and forgiving, unbelievable host, Warren Haynes. Let's go up to the stage now, and music director for WNCW, Martin Anderson.
Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you all WNCW listeners tuned in. Thank you all for being here tonight, the 11th annual pre-jam. Y'all in a good mood? All right, Santa Claus is in the house too. Mrs. C is here as well. And added to the lineup, Ani DeFranco will be part of the lineup tonight as well. Let's get the show underway. Please welcome our master of ceremonies, Warren Haynes. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Sure after.
Now the
Thank you very much.
Live broadcast is made possible by Allergy Partners of Western North Carolina, the Asheville Downtown Association, Highland Brewery, and the members of WNCW. And Warren, we're so grateful that you put this on every year and that you're allowed to be live broadcast and that you bring such a great cast of characters here once again for the 21st annual Christmas Jam. 21st! It's of legal age now.
Yeah. Christmas Jam can buy beer.
That means, but that sounds pretty good to me.
You can buy a Christmas Jam ale.
That's right, the new Christmas Jam ale debuted this time. And once again, it's more than just the jam and this pre-jam the night before. It is a Christmas Jam by Day events all throughout Asheville. That happened today, it's happening tomorrow for all the listeners that are more or less in the greater Asheville area. There's lots of events tomorrow at Stella Blue, Jack of the Wood, Emerald Lounge. The neat film about the Allman Brothers Band, which you have been a member of for so many years. It's a film, what's it called?
It's a documentary about the Big House, which is the house that the Allman Brothers lived in when they first came to Macon, Georgia, when they all lived in one house, when they were all broke. And it's also the house that Governor Buell did our first rehearsals in. When we first formed, we hightailed it down to Macon, and I slept in Dwayne Allman's room, and Woody slept in Mary Oakley's room, and Matt Epps slept in the floor or somewhere. And we rehearsed in the big house, which we thought was just the greatest vibe, you know, let's rehearse where the Allman Brothers used to rehearse. And we wrote some songs there, and there's a beautiful museum there now, and that's what this whole documentary is about.
Cool. It's called Please Call Home. It's at the Asheville Fine Arts Theater tomorrow. Just a part of the Christmas Jam by Day events that you and all your folks have put together. Information, if you're still looking for tickets and stuff, it's xmasjam.com. Of course, the big shindig is tomorrow night at the Civic Center, and looks like pretty much all those folks that are playing tomorrow night are going to be here.
I think so, yeah.
Got a good lineup.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome tonight.
You've got a kind of a soul funk thing going on. George Porter Jr., The Meters, Eric Krasno, some other folks, Nigel Hall in town.
The lineup is really amazing, and I think one of the things that's really cool about this year's Christmas Jam, it kind of harkens back to some of the early ones in the way that even though there's some amazing bands and artists, some of the greatest music is going to be the collaborations that happen, and a lot of the guest musicians that are going to be sitting in, it's just really fabulous.
It's pretty amazing. It's magical. It's kind of magical. See, how does it happen? You got these folks that they have never played together on stage until tonight, or sometimes until tomorrow night, and yet somehow it just happens to gel. I guess sometimes, you know, obviously the folks know the songs, that it's a great old standard or a staple or something, you know the chords and all that, but how does it work?
You know, sometimes it's even more impromptu than that. There's instances like tomorrow night, somebody will come up to somebody else and say, hey, it'd be nice if you would get up and play a song with us. Hey, do you know so-and-so? No, I never heard that. Oh, well, here's a CD if you want to listen to it, and we'll see you in about an hour. You know, it's kind of like that, but musicians, especially musicians that improvise for a living, we all speak the same language, and it's okay if you miss a hyphen or a period or a comma here and there, you know, it's all right.
Yeah. It shows that you all are so professional that you're able to do that. Warren Haynes here, live on WNCW here at the Pre-Jam here in Asheville. You got back here in your hometown a couple days ago, and you're busy today doing, among other things, helping out Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. Been working with them for the last number of years. $816,000 raised so far from the Christmas Jam for Habitat for Humanity. I was talking with someone with Habitat the other day, and that's the equivalent of about 15 houses that you built.
Yeah, I think we're somewhere 15, 16 houses that we built for Christmas Jam.
Most of the houses, I mean, you've taken over, I guess, a whole subdivision. You've created a subdivision, actually.
And now that one's full, so we started on a new one now.
All right.
So there's a brand new one where some of us were there today.
Yeah, so you were there today for a little wall building. And
yeah, we raised the wall. That was a first for me. it's cool. You know, and meeting the families that are receiving the houses and just kind of getting a front and center picture of what we're really doing with the money. And I can't stress how much that, and what it really means for musicians to donate their time and energy, and I want to thank everybody that's ever been part of it, but also just acknowledge the fact that musicians play music every day. And so you take a day of your life or 2 days of your life and play music, and it turns into three houses or four houses or whatever the case is. That's a pretty incredible thing.
It is. And thanks again, y'all. All the musicians that are going to be here tonight, they volunteered their time during the holidays, no less, to help out.
Yeah. And I do want to stress or reiterate again that the musicians don't get paid on Christmas Jam. They all do this for free. They all do it for the charity. They all do it for the love of the situation. And I know there was a rumor going around a few years ago that that wasn't the case, but it is the case. And I want to once again thank every musician that's ever been a part of the Christmas Jam.
Yeah. And it is quite a list, folks. The folks that have been here before, a lot of them coming on back here. You got a cool Christmas Jam band helping out to make things happen. Folks that have been here a long time, Kevin Kinney, Audley Freed, who else in the Christmas Jam band?
Robert Kearns, and Audley's kind of spearheading that thing. His wife, Jen, will be part of it as well. Fred Eltringham, that plays drums with the Wallflowers, is part of that band as well. Jackie Green is here with us tonight. He's going to be part of it. Ed Rowland, and of course, Kevin, that you mentioned. Colonel Bruce Hampton, the elusive Colonel Bruce Hampton.
I like that. He's not so elusive here at the jam. He's got a great tradition of coming here.
He's elusive wherever he is.
Just by nature. So that's a cool set coming up. Of course, as I mentioned, Ani DeFranco coming up. We've got a set from the County Crows coming up. And we've got your band, Government Mule, one of your bands, Government Mule, coming up here. Out on the heels of the release of this year, By a Thread. Congratulations on that one. A really good signing out, By a Thread, for Government Mule. Where did you record that one?
At Willie Nelson Studio in Austin, Texas. That's a great place to record. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. It's like 45 minutes outside of Austin. And so you kind of feel like you're sequestered. You're out there and you eat, sleep, and play music. It's pretty cool.
So you guys are doing this set tonight, and then of course tomorrow night as well, Government Mule also doing New Year's Eve at the Beacon. I know you're also going to Jamaica, and Island Exodus, first annual.
We are, and we're closing down the Beacon. It's not closing, but the Beacon is becoming unavailable after New Year's. And so Government Mule are going to do the final shows at the Beacon, which means the Allman Brothers have to find another venue. But it'll be a good way to go out. Two nights with Mule at the Beacon would be a fun way to end of the era.
And if anyone listening has got a venue for these guys, help out these musicians. Warren, I'm willing to help you out with this Island Exodus in Jamaica. If you need help with chaperones, translators, there might be a couple folks here that can help out. Let's see. All right, let's bring on this next act. It's always neat to get to know a new act that's never been to the jam, maybe never.